Blog Talk Radio.
Today I know I found the one. Tomorrow I can't help but run. Never understanding what it wants. One moment it makes perfect sense. The next I'm standing on the fence. Don't know where it will take me. I don't know what's happening to me. All I know is they want to be. Hearts are wild creatures. It's just in their nature. Screaming out a twisted wheel of song. Pulls in all directions. Searching for the right affection. Looking till the right one comes along.
Listeners, welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we have a super talented country music duo, Tiger Lily, with us. We'll talk with them about their career, music, and anything that they're working on that they can talk about. This is going to be a fun show, folks. And as usual, I have my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
Hey, Cody. Doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited for this interview today.
So am I. It's been a long time in the making.
I became
such a huge fan of these two women ever since I started hearing their music and seeing their Facebook Lives every Sunday night. And to have the opportunity to speak to them today, it's a blessing.
It's going to be fun. And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented ladies of Tiger Lily to the show. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We're great. We just had a show here in Nashville a little bit ago, and just talking to you guys now.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I thank y'all for doing this again. I mean, I know we talked off air a little bit. We've been trying to set this up for a while, and I'm glad it finally happened about it.
Yeah, we're so glad to be on here.
Absolutely. So I like to start out pretty much every show with the same two questions. Just kind of introduce yourselves and tell the listeners how y'all got into the country music industry in the first place.
Well, Kendra's 22 and Krista, me, I'm 20, and we call ourselves Tiger Lily, and it's spelled T-I-G-I-R-L-I-L-Y, like Thai girl, at least, so that's our band name. And we are sisters, and we grew up in North Dakota. And when you're sisters, we've just been growing up singing together for as long as we could talk. And then Kendra started getting into some singing contests. And I think we just really enjoyed music in general. And then I picked up a guitar and started writing songs at 10 years old. And after that, we started uploading videos to YouTube and just really started building our fan base on YouTube. And soon after that, we started playing a lot of shows locally and then got our band together and started touring the Midwest area, released two EPs in Nashville. We recorded them in Nashville, and now we live in Nashville. We've lived here for about a year. So it's just been quite a crazy journey, but we've enjoyed every minute of it, and we're so thankful that we get to do what we do.
Awesome. So, I noticed you said that you have just recently moved to Nashville about a year ago. How's it treating you so far?
We absolutely love Nashville so far. There's a couple things we love about Nashville. One, we always love to say that Nashville has no shortage of good eating places, so we love that. But obviously, Nashville is known for its amazing writers, and we've got to meet so many amazing writers and started co-writing a lot more because Kendra and I, before moving to Nashville, wrote with each other and wrote all of our own music, and we still write all of our own music, but sometimes we'll add a third person in the room just to get some new ideas and just meet people too. That's really fun. And so far Nashville's treated us very well. People are very friendly and welcoming, and yeah, we just love it so far.
Real.
That's awesome.
I was going to mention something,
you know,
ladies. Did you have a big meal yesterday, and that was one of the reasons why you did a workout video for your Facebook Live? You were working it off?
We
I'm
were
just
working
kidding.
Off our calories. Yes. We eat pretty good.
you know, I only live about 2.5 hours from Nashville. I've got family that lives about 15 or 20 minutes outside of the city. And that place has become like a second home to me at this point.
Yeah, Nashville's great. And it kind of feels like a home, too. We were nervous about moving to a big city, but Nashville has a way of feeling like a small town, but a big city at the same time. And the music industry is so small in itself because your friends all know someone that knows someone, and it's just so connected.
Well, ladies, I think I remember you saying that your family was going to move from North Dakota to Nashville. Has that happened?
So, yes, my dad got a job at a hospital down here, and I guess they were ready for a change, too. We have a younger sister named Carly, and she's going to be 17.
Well,
so she was ready to move, too, and I think it's just a good family decision, and they all just wanted to be together, and we're excited to have them here.
Well, that's wonderful that,
awesome.
That you're all together there.
It really is. You know, and that sort of leads me to my next question. I know you mentioned you guys obviously co-write a lot together, but when you throw in like a third co-writer or whatever, Has there ever been a moment, whether you're in the writing room or on stage somewhere, where you're just like, is this actually my life right now? Is this actually happening?
Definitely. Sometimes we walk out of a write and we're like, we love the song and we had such a good time. We're like, I can't believe this is our job, is writing music and performing. And that's our two favorite things about Tiger Lily and the music business, is writing our songs and performing. That's why we do what we do, just to create things that we think are cool and that we want to share and tell people stories with, but then B, to see them respond to it in a positive way or sing back is the greatest feeling in the world.
That's awesome. And being new to Nashville, yourselves, I've made more Nashville trips at this point than I even care to count. I generally think that 85 or 90% of the country music community there in town are genuinely good people. You know.
Yes, I agree.
Let me ask you this. When everything is said and done with your career 30, 40 years down the road, and you've won major CMA awards, ACMs, et cetera, and it's going to happen for you, what impact or a legacy do y'all want to have on this industry?
I think we want to make music that matters and that people can relate to. I think the biggest impact we want to have on the industry is that I think a lot of people have told us to never change yourself. You guys are so unique and be yourself. I think the biggest thing to me would be to be ourselves throughout all of it and stay true to ourselves and that never let anyone try to change us, and just prove to the industry that you don't have to fit a certain mold or a certain box to be successful.
I kind of wanna switch gears a second and talk about your music. The song we played to open the show. I host every Friday at 4:30 a show called Indie Country Radio, and I'm definitely adding that song to rotation on the show for you.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely, because I feel like that's another way for me to spotlight you guys and get your names out there to people who otherwise probably would never hear of independent artists. I mean, you know.
What was that?
I said that's another way for me to kind of spotlight you guys and let the world hear your music.
Well, thank you very much.
Radio is another way for me to do that.
Thank you.
Absolutely,
ladies.
So,
I wanted to ask you, how did it come to the idea of the both of you deciding to start Facebook Lives on Sunday, and how do you feel that it's helped you, like in terms of your music and connecting with your fans and increasing your popularity?
Yeah, so our Facebook Lives, we try to do them every Sunday at 7, like you said. And we started that about a year ago. And before that, we used to do random Facebook Lives here and there, especially when we had, you know, new music coming out or something to promote. But we took a second and had a little meeting and said, what can we do to better connect with our fans and just have them interact with each other too? And we decided that it would be really cool if we could create our own little TV show. And our best way, our best outlet is Facebook right now. And we're like, let's make it a point to be consistent, because I think consistency is key with anything, any TV show or any program. You need to be consistent and let people know when you're on. But every Sunday at 7, because that seemed to be a good time for people. Every Sunday at 7, let's do something, whether it's music the whole time or yesterday we did a workout video. And I think it's been so cool for us to see how our fans interact on there, because when we go home and do shows, so many people are like that don't see us in Nashville as much as they used to, that they still can connect with us on Facebook. And that was another reason too, is because we moved to Nashville and we aren't able to get back to North Dakota and the Midwest area as much. So we're like, we need to stay interactive with our fans there, and we need to let them know that we still care about them and do some concerts for them online. And it's just been an overall really good thing. And we just enjoy it because you get to talk to people on there, and it's real too. It's real interactions from people who support us. And I think the least we can do is just, give a little mini concerts on Sundays and just have fun with that.
It's the best way to end the weekend, ladies. It's the one thing that
you.
I look forward to end the weekend, knowing that it's not over until I see your show. And it always usually is a blast, and sometimes even sweaty, as it was last night.
Yeah, last night was fun. Yeah, those are fun. So if you want to check out... Oh, go ahead.
I'll definitely check that out. I mean, after this, I've got to check that out. Absolutely.
You should do a workout video, ladies.
Our Facebook page is Tiger Lily, under Tiger Lily, and all our social medias are under Tiger Lily. And again, that's Tigirl Illy. So if you want to watch this workout from last night, you can go to our Facebook page and check that out.
Trust me, Cody. You'll get a good sweat from it. Trust me.
I wanted to ask, if y'all weren't in the music business right now, what would y'all be doing?
So if I wasn't in the music business, this is Krista talking, I've always enjoyed math and science, which is interesting, but I think if I wasn't in the music business, I would do something with numbers, whether it's maybe music business managing, like as an accountant or no matter what, I want to stay involved in the music industry. So if I'm not a singer in the music industry, I want to be working at a label or publishing or managing someone's money, because I actually enjoy that, oddly enough as it sounds. And then Kendra, I'm not sure. What do you want to do, Kendra?
I would love to do like marketing for a company or an artist or anything that has to do with marketing. I love marketing and social media. I do all of our social media, and so it's fun for me to connect. And actually, Chris is doing a lot more social media now than she used to. We're kind of splitting it all, but I just love marketing so much.
Ladies, I have to admire Chris's answer for the only reason that my full-time job is being an accountant. That's what I've done all my life. Yes.
And
right now it's for the federal government, but it's still number crunching as it is now,
true.
Krista. So I'll always keep that in the back of my mind, Krista, when I'm at the computer there.
Okay.
You know, and speaking of social media, I know you guys are pretty prominent on social media. So how has social media affected your careers thus far?
So being from North Dakota, we were able to reach audiences nationally and internationally through social media while just staying in North Dakota when we were growing up and in high school. And I think it was so important, because without it, we wouldn't have never been able to reach as many people. And it's also, I think it's a fun way to show our personalities and connect with people. I mean, like our Facebook Lives, and it's just changed so much, because 20 years ago, there pretty much was no social media, but now to be in the music business, even a lot of industry looks at social media and numbers and all this stuff, and it's just so important. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's not about the numbers. It's just about connecting with people and sharing our music with people.
and kind of creating just like a big family on social media together, like Facebook Lives. Our fans like know each other now, and it's kind of cool to see that evolve and for them to create their own little family on there.
You know, and what I love about social media, of course, I've been on Twitter basically pretty much ever since it existed. So, that's if that tells you anything. But what I love seeing on social media is the big major label artists like a Maren Morris or a Kelsey Ballerini reaching out to and encouraging the up-and-coming artists like yourselves. I love seeing that.
Yeah, they're great. It's so important to support everyone in the music business because everyone knows how much work it takes and how hard it is to be successful in the music industry. And I think in Nashville, people genuinely want to help each other out. And that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. I agree completely. And I've been doing this show in the country industry for about 4 years. And I've pretty much seen it all and heard it all at this point. But I agree with you completely. From the artists to the fans to the insiders like Katie Cook or Cody Allen or somebody like that. Everybody is genuinely supportive of each other.
I had two.
Yeah. It's like one big happy country family.
Yes, it is. So, with the few minutes that we've got, I want to talk about what's coming up for you guys next. I mean, I know you just released a Wild Creatures back 2 months ago, but
yeah,
is there a talk of another project in the works or what's next for you guys?
So we're actually heading into the studio again this month. We're so excited because we finally get to record some new music, and so it's coming sooner than you think. Tiger Lily is a we've definitely developed a new sound even since just being in Nashville, and I think it's such a cool thing that we've been able to grow and really figure out who we are as artists and as writers, and I think you're going to really be able to tell that in our next music, and I'm just so excited about it. So yeah, we're heading into the studio this month. I don't know if it's going to be a full EP or if it's just going to be a couple singles or what's happening quite at this point, but there definitely is new music in the works.
Oh, that is awesome. Super. I'm so excited to hear it when it comes out.
I will be absolutely more than happy to play it on the show for you.
Well, thank you so much. We so appreciate that.
Absolutely. Because I feel like with this radio show, if I can be or if this show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or the next interview or whatever, I feel like I've more than done my job as a host.
Well, you guys are doing such a great job, and you're doing so many great things for so many artists, and I know we all appreciate it, just taking the time to talk with us, and maybe another person can hear our music. It means more than you guys know, so we really, really appreciate it, and you guys should be super proud of yourselves because it's so kind of you to do that for artists.
It makes
Absolutely.
It a lot easier when to come upon artists such as yourselves, Kendra and Crystal.
No. Well, thank you
Agreed.
So much. We really do appreciate it.
You know, and I'll be honest with you, I don't tell many people this, especially artists, but nothing in this world makes me happier than seeing people succeed.
I know. That's what we love about everyone here in Nashville is, I mean, there's obviously always a few people that may not want to see you succeed, but it's such a family
right.
here, and we all know how hard everyone's working, and so to see someone succeed through it all is such an amazing thing, and I think we have to support each other. Otherwise, it just we'd all go crazy, I think, and it would just be no fun at all. It'd be so miserable.
Right, exactly, and it's the same way in radio too. I mean, yeah, there's a sharks in radio. I'm not gonna lie to you. There's sharks in every industry. I'm not gonna lie, but the radio people, the radio community, in and of itself, I have not ran across one person that is not willing to help somebody else out. I haven't run across that yet in 4 years.
No, yeah, you won't find that very often. And if you do, then you just run far away from that person.
Yes, and I'm sure that you have or will come across those type of people, ladies. It probably will be
unfortunately, we all do. But you just kind of
they are out
then
there,
you just say,
I mean,
okay, they're.
Yeah.
Yep, they're not the person for us, and then you just kind of go your separate ways, and you find the people around you who are going to be there for you and who you can be there for, and you guys know that.
Something stuck with me that I'll always remember. I had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to talk with Katie Cook of CMT. Who is the most genuine person on this planet. I'm not going to lie to you. She is so genuine.
Yep.
But she told me this. She says, a country artist generally do not and will not put up with a diva attitude from fellow artists.
Nope. There's no need for it. So if you're going to be a diva, do it, I guess, in the pop industry. Maybe. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. But last question I've got for you, ladies, and this is kind of a big one, okay?
Yep.
Whether it's in your personal life or a professional life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Probably just to stay humble through it all and stay true to who you are and don't let people change how you've been raised and who you become, unless it's for the good, obviously. But just to remain humble and to your roots.
That's awesome. Well, I thank y'all so much for doing this. This has been just so much fun.
It has been.
Oh, my goodness.
Late.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, it's gone
absolutely.
By way too quickly. But I wanted to get two quick questions in, ladies, if it's okay.
But go ahead.
Okay, one, who would you be interested in collaborating with in the future is one. And two, what was the most fun thing that you've done, would you say, in the last year?
Collaboration, maybe right now, Dan and Shay, because they're like the guy duo and we're a sister duo, so I think it'd be so cool if we could all collaborate on a song.
That would be
and
epic.
Their new album is,
it
would be pretty epic.
I agree.
And then, wow, the most fun thing we've done in the last year, honestly, probably just moving to Nashville and starting a new journey here and just getting into the community and writing, and that's probably the biggest change and the most fun we've had.
Well, I have one answer in mind that I was trying to get in before we concluded the interview. The video of Jimmy in the Ruts, that is legendary.
Thank you. So that actually, I changed my mind. That was the most fun thing we've done this year.
Thank you. Yes.
I'll have to check that out. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'll check that out.
Yes, because you said that, because even Jimmy Fallon even recognized the video.
Yeah, they shared it on YouTube and Twitter and liked it all over Instagram and Facebook. So it was pretty cool that they saw it and they reached out. And yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I'll never forget, regardless of what happens in your career, Tiger Lily. But I'm hoping that you'll be able to sing it in concert one time when you're at a huge venue. Like Nissan Stadium or the Opry.
Oh, yes, would be awesome. Anything to play at the Opry would be a dream. Obviously, Nissan would be a dream too, but the Opry is just so historical, and I mean, just to step into that circle would be a dream come true for sure.
Yes,
right.
I'm confident I will eventually see you there.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Me too.
Cool.
Me too. Well, I thank y'all so much for doing this. I mean, it's been fun, like I said.
Oh my goodness, yeah, it's been so much fun. Thank you for having us. We so appreciate it. And like I said, every artist that's on the show appreciates you guys taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you, Lee. It's been an honor as well. And you're more than welcome to come back on the show when you have your new music all done and ready to be released to the country world.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Same here.
I think I'm going to let y'all go, and I'll be talking to y'all on social media, okay?
Perfect. Can't wait to see you guys on social media. I love that so much.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Me too.
Okay, thank you guys.
Have a pleasurable evening,
bye,
ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
They are adorable. Wow.
They are. Trust me. I had the pleasure of meeting them during CMA Fest at a show at Laird & Lindsay, and I walked through the hot weather just to see them perform, and they were spectacular.
They
and
are just
trust
adorable.
Me, Cody, they are.
I'm not gonna
you
lie
will
to
not
you.
Be disappointed. Trust me, Cody, if you see when you see them live.
Awesome. So we have a show tomorrow, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have the return of the Hobbs sisters, who also do a Facebook Live every Tuesday for about 10 minutes.
Tuesday, yep.
And every Tuesday. So what will be interesting is what do they do first, the Facebook Live or our interview?
I don't know.
And I just wanted to say quickly that they are among the Nash Next contestants.
And also... another singer friend of mine, Alyssa Lynn, moved on to the next round of Nash Next. So
she did?
Congratulations, Alyssa. Yes, she did.
Oh, that's wonderful. We had her on last week.
She just announced that today. So,
oh, that's super. I would love to see her in the finals. Along with the Hobbs sisters, of course.
Yeah. I think I'm going to let you go, buddy, and wrap things up here because, one, I'm hungry.
Had a feeling you were going to say that.
And, two, a Blood Talk Radio is about to kick us off in about 10 minutes, so I'm going to let you go, okay?
It's hungry, too. Well, have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow, Cody.
Blood Talk, to you tomorrow.
Well,
hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely ladies of Tiger Lily. Like Craig said, tomorrow at 5:30 Central, we have my wonderful friends Lauren and Hannah of the Hobbs sisters joining us again for, I believe, maybe their second or third time on the show, something like that. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.